Today's daf is Shabbat daf Kuf Yotet. What is the daf Kuf Yotet? I'm an Aleph at Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina mi'ataf v'kai apanya d'malei shabta. So Rabbi Chanina would get dressed up and stand towards the night erev Shabbat. Amar bo v'netze dekra Shabbat Malka. So let's go out to greet the Shabbat queen. Rabbi Yanai lavishmane malei Shabbat v'amar bo ikala bo ikala. So Rabbi Yanai would put on special clothing erev Shabbat, and he would say, come queen, come queen. Rabba bar Rav Huna ikla labei Rabba bar Rav Nachman. Krevu leit lat sa'i tachei. So when he went to Rav Nachman's house, they brought him three fried biscuits. Amar le mi havayat iton de atina. He said, was this all for me? Do you know I was coming? Amar le mi adifta lan mine. Are you more precious than Shabbat? No, we made it for Shabbat. We made it look up with Shabbat. Rabbi Abba Zavon Miklesar Astri Pshite Bistra. So Rabbi Abba would buy 13 different pieces of meat. Miklesar Talchei from 13 different butchers, just to kind of get, you know, different tastes of everything, all different types of meat on Shabbat. Umashlin lehu atzunra didasher v'amar lehu ashur haya ashur haya. And you would bring it to the entrance of his kitchen and tell the people who are cooking his food, like, quickly cook it before the next meat comes. You put on this massive seuda of different types of meat for Shabbat. Rebao hava yativ dekatka deshina umoshif nura. Rav Anna would sit on an ivory chair, and he would fan the fire that was needed for Shabbat. Rav Anna lavish gunda, so Rav Anna would put on a black cloak for when he was cooking for Erev Shabbat. Tana debate Rabbi Shmuel, begadim shabisha ben kedera l'rabo al yidzog ben kos l'rabo, because we learned that the clothing that you wear when you cook for your master is not the same clothing you wear when you pour him a cup. Rather, you need to wear the appropriate garb to get ready for Shabbat by cooking. Rav Safra, Machri Fereisha, Rav Malach Shibutas, Rav Safra would cut off the head of the animal to prepare the meal, and Rava would salt the fish to prepare for the meal. These are all just different things that big Rabbanim did for the preparation of Shabbat, right? It wasn't considered a waste of their time. They were engaged in the midst of preparing for Shabbat. Rav Huna madlik shrage. So Rav Huna lit lamps for Shabbat. Rav Papa gadil katilta. So Rav Papa would prepare the wicks for the lamps. Rav Chizda parim silka. So Rav Chizda would cut up beets. Rabba Rav Yosef mitzalche tzive. So Rabba Rav Yosef would cut up wood for a fire. Rabbi Zera mitzatat tzatute. And Rabbi Zera would kindle the flame. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak mechatef v'ayel mechatef v'ayel. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak would carry in bundles of things in and out on Shabbat. Basically, he would he was involved in kind of arduous preparation for Shabbat, heavy lifting. Amar ilu miklayin le li Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi milo mechatvina kamayhu. So he said, you know, if Rabbi and Rabbi Asi would come to me, would I not? Or Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi would come to me, would I not? Would I not do the same to be mechabed them? Would I not, you know, do some heavy lifting to bring them everything they needed? Kal v'chomer, I should also do it for Shabbat. V'yigad Ami Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi mechate v'ayli mechate v'navke. So some say it was Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi who would be carrying in goods in and out of their home on Shabbat or erev Shabbat to get ready. Amri ilu ichlalan Rabbi Yochanan milu mechatzvinan kaime. And they said, yeah, you know, if Rabbi Yochanan were visiting us, wouldn't we do the same? So we should do the same for a Shabbat. Okay, we're up to a pretty famous story of Rabbi Yossi Mokir Shabbat. So, or Yosef Mokir Shabbat, Yosef, the person who respects Shabbat, Hava Hahu Noch Rabbi Shavute, the Hava Nafishe Nechse Tuva, a certain non-Jew who had a lot of possessions, a lot of property, Amarle Kaldai, so a Chaldean who looked at the stars, told him, Kulu Nichse Yosef Mokir Shabbat Achil Lahu. Right? So, this man named Yosef, who respects Shabbat, he is going to consume all of your belongings. Azza Zavinu Lakule Nichse Zavan Behu Marginita Odzvebe Saine. And so the man wanted to flee. He wanted to run away from Yosef Mokir Shabbat. So, what he did was he sold all of his property and he bought one incredibly expensive pearl. and put it in his hat. Bahade deka avar mivra apircha zika. So shadia b'maya. Right, so he's on a boat, and when the wind comes, it blows the pearl out of his hat into the water. The pearl that was expensive as all of his belongings. Bale kevara askua aitu apanya demale shavta. Right, so a fish came and swallowed it, and then it washed up under the shore around Erev Shabbat. Amri man zavin kiashta. And they said, you know, who's going to buy a fish in a time like this? It's right before Shabbat. Everyone clearly already has everything that they need. Amri lu zilu amtu tiyuhu legabe Yosef Moker Shabbat deragil zavin amtiyua nihale. Says go sell it to go give it to Yosef Moker Shabbat, who generally buys luxuries for Shabbat and very delicacies for Shabbat. Zavne, so they sold it to Yosef Mokir Shabbat. Kare Eshkach Be Margarita, and he opened the fish and he found the pearl inside. Zavne Betlesar Ilita the Diner the Dahava. And he with this pearl he was able to buy 13 full vessels of gold. Pagabe hahusava amar man diyaziv shabta pare shabta. Right, a certain old man told him, yeah, someone who lends to Shabbat, Shabbat lends to them. Meaning someone who uses his money to be mechabed Shabbat, so Shabbat makes sure that that he gets paid back. Ba mine Rabbi. Me Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yossi. Ashirim Shveret Yisrael, but Mahen Zochim. The rich in Eretz Yisrael. What are they doing to be Zoche, getting so much money? Amalei Bishvil Shema Asir Shnemar Aser Titaser. Asher Bishvil Shetitaser. Right, they give the proper Maiser, the proper tithing of their foods. As it says, you shall surely give a tithe, aser tit aser, and we darshan that out to mean aser bishvil tit asher. You should give tithes so that you will become wealthy. Shebavavel amayim zochin. Okay, the rich people in Bavel, what do they do to deserve their wealth? Amar le bishvil shemechabrim Torah, because they respect Torah properly. Shebishar artzod b'mahen zochin. And what about the rest of the lands? What do they do? Amar le bishvil shemechabrim to Shabbat, because they respect Shabbat. That's why they're wealthy. The Amar b'chiyah bar Abba pamachat. Nitarachti etel balabai belukia. Michir Barba said, one time I spent Shabbat by someone in Lukia. I was staying by someone in Lukia. Heviu lefanav shulchan shel zahav masoi shisha asar b'nei adam. And they brought before him a golden table that took 16 people to lift. And there were 16 silver chains attached to it. The kearot, the koso, the kitoniot, the fluchiot, kvuot bo, and cups and flasks and plates, all on the table. Ve'alav kol minei ma'achal v'kol minei megadim. And on top of it was all types of foods and delicacies. Upsamim, and good scents. Ukshamanichin oto omrim la'ashem ha'aretz m'lo. And when they put down the table, he says the entire land belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ukshemesalki noto omri mashemaim shemaim lashem ba'aretz talev ne'adam. And when they remove the table, they say that the heavens is God's domain, but the land He gave to human beings. Amarti lo bini b'mezachita lekach. And I asked him, you know, what made you zoche this degree of wealth? Amarli katzav hayiti. He said, well, I used to be a butcher. Umikol be'ema shaita na amarti zote l'shabbat. And from any good piece of meat, any good piece of meat from an animal that I would see, I would say, okay, this piece has to be for Shabbat. It's a choice piece, it's for Shabbat. Amarti lo, asherecha shezachita baruch hamakom shezikcha lekach. So I said, you're certainly praiseworthy. Praiseworthy are you for being zoche, for meriting this, and praiseworthy is the one who gave you this. Amar le kesar lo Yeshua ben Chananya mipnei ma tavshil Shabbat recho nodeh. So the kesar asked from Yeshua ben Chananya, why is the smell so strong, so prominent? Nodeh is really like it wafts. The smell of these meals that you have on Shabbat. Amar lo, tavlin echad yesh lanu. He says, we have a very special spice for Shabbat Shemot, and its name is Shabbat. Shana matilu techov recho nodeh, right? And we put it in the food, and it's and its smell is very, very strong. Amar lo, in a good sense. Amar lo, tein lanu emeno. He said, okay, give us some of that spice. Amar lo, kol mishamet Shabbat, mo'il lo, v'she eno mishamet Shabbat, eno mo'il lo. Because anyone who keeps Shabbat, that's it's going to work for them. Anyone who doesn't keep Shabbat, it's not going to work for them. And as we all know, cholent tastes much better on Shabbat, and that's it's a din in this. Amar le, resh galuta, l'rav hamnuna, ma'idichti ve'lekidush Hashem mechubad. So what is that? It's written that the Kiddush Hashem, sanctifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, this, by the way, is in the context of Shabbat, sanctifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name through honorable clothing. Right? So that's talking about Yom Kippur, right? Yom Kippur is a type of Shabbat, but you don't eat or drink. So how are you supposed to be mechabed Shabbat if you don't eat or drink? Well, you wear very nice clothing, and that's mechabed Shabbat. V'chibdato Rav Amar Lahakdim Ushmuel Amar Laacher. Right, so what is l'chibdato? What are you supposed to do to honor Shabbat? That's a reference, according to Rav, it's a reference to eating the meal earlier, and according to Shmuel, it's a reference to eating the meal later. Basically, the svara is, eat the meal earlier than you generally do during the weekday to show that you're very excited for it, right? You're anticipating it, so you eat it very early. Alternatively, you could eat it later than you do in the weekday, that's the other shita, to kind of build up your appetite for it, that you're really hungry for it. Amrule, b'nei Rav Papa Bar Abba, le Rav Papa. So, Rav Papa Bar Abba, the children of Rav Papa Bar Abba sent to Rav Papa, something that may be relevant for some of us, could go into honor the Shirech Lanu Bishra V'chamra, right? People like us, that meat and alcohol is a pretty normal thing amongst us, Kol Yoma, right? It's a daily thing. We don't only have meat on Shabbat, right? We have meat every single day. B'mai Nishniah, so what are you supposed to do special for Shabbat in order to be mechabedit? Amar Lehu, Iragilito L'akdume Achrua, Iragilito L'achruha Akdumua. If you generally eat early in the evening, eat it later. That way you're anticipating it more. If you generally eat it later, eat it earlier to show how you're excited for it. Rav Sheshet Bekita Motiv Lehu L'Rabbanan Hecha Dematia Shimsha Besitua Motiv Lehu L'Rabbanan Hecha Dematia Tula. So Rav Sheshet, for his shiurim, he would sit the Rabbanan in the summertime where the sun shines, and in the winter, he would sit them where the shade hits. Right? Why? So that they would get up. They wouldn't linger after the shiur, just discussing the shiur and asking questions. No, they should get up, because that's after the shiur. It's time to eat. You shouldn't push off your eating time. It's Shabbat. You're supposed to be mechabed Shabbat with wonderful foods. So you shouldn't let that drag on too long. You should get up and go celebrate Shabbat by eating. Rabbi Zera mehader azuze zuze derabanan. Amar le b'mtuta minaychu lo techalelu neha. Lo techalelu neha. Right. So Rabbi Zera would get up and tell groups of rabbanim, pairs of rabbanim, not to linger. Please, you know, don't linger, so that you're not mechal Shabbat. Right. Rather, you should go. Start your meal. Amarava v'item Rabbi Shua ben Levi afilu yachid mitpala be'erev Shabbat tzrich lomor v'yachulu. Even an individual who davens on erev Shabbat needs to say v'yachulu. V'yachulu is testimony, or v'yachulu is obviously taken from the Torah, but it really serves as testimony that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, because we're saying that on the seventh day that he rested. And general testimony is said, we say this in Shul, but in general testimony is said with at least two people, so you say it with another person. But even if you daven alone, you still say v'yachulu. The Amarava mnuna kol mitpala be'erev Shabbat v'omir v'yachulu malah. Right? It's because anyone who says Vayechulu on Erev Shabbat is like he's made a partner with Kadosh Baruch Hu in creating the world. Right? As it's written, Vayechulu, and you shouldn't, don't say Vayechulu, rather Vayikalu, right? That you finish it. Rather, they, Vayikalu, and they finished it. Meaning, there's a they here who's finishing it, that's Kadosh Baruch Hu, who finished the world, and those who recite Vayechulu to testify to his finishing of the world. It's interesting that we see the testimony that God did this as part of creating the thing itself. Amar Rabbi Elezer, minayin shadibur kima'aseh, and how do you know that just speaking it is tantamount to actually being involved in the actions? Shenemar, but devar Hashem, shemayim nasu. It says that it, with the speaking, with the Kadosh Baruch Hu's speech, the shemayim was created. Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Mar Ukva, komet right, so when you say Vayechulu, two guardian angels come to you and they put their hands in your head and say that your sins should be atoned for. Tanya Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda Omer, Shnei Malachei Asharet Melavin Lo Adam Be'erev Shabbat Beit HaKnesset LeBeito Echad Tov Echad Ra. Right, two Malachei Asharet accompany a person to to his home from Beit Knesset, Erev Shabbat. One is sent on a good mission, one is sent on a bad mission. Ukshaba Leveto Matza Ner Daluk Vishulchan Aruch Mitzto Mutza Malach Tov Omer Yiratzon Shtele Shabbat Acher Kach Malach Ra One Amen Bel Korcho. And when you find that the candles are lit and the table is set and the bed is and your bed is prepared, so the good angel says the next Shabbat should also be like this, right? This is the next Shabbat should also be this way, where he's keeping it properly. And then against his will, the angel on the bad mission has to say, Amen. Yeah, that's exactly, it should be this way. Right? And if it's not, and if it's not ready for Shabbat, then the bad angel says, and next Shabbat you also shouldn't be ready, and the good angel has to say, Amen. You should always set your table properly, nicely in Shabbat, even if you're only eating a kazayit, a very small amount of food. Right. Similarly, when you say Shabbat, you should always set your table for Malav Malka, even if you're having only a small amount. Cham b'motzei Shabbat melugma, pat chama b'motzei Shabbat melugma. Right, hot food and hot bread on Motzei Shabbat is refuah, it heals you. Rabbi Abau would prepare a very nice young calf for Motzei Shabbat. He had a very extravagant Malava Malka, where he would prepare an entire baby calf, right, to Mechabed, the Malava Malka. Every single Motzei Shabbat he would do this, right? It's a good source for having a barbecue on Motzei Shabbat. Hava achil mine kulaita. But you only end up eating a kidney, right? You would prepare the entire thing, but you only ate a very small amount. When his son grew up, he said, well, why are you wasting an entire calf if you're only going to eat so little? Nashvo kulaita b'ma'ale Shabta. Just leave over one kidney from the cow that we already make for Shabbat, and you'll have enough for the Malav Balka Shavkuha. So he left it over, because yeah, that's more sparing. Va'ata Ariachle, right? Then a lion came and ate the calf, meaning to say that don't be sparing with your kavod for Shabbat. Honor Shabbat in the proper way, whatever it is, and you'll make the money back or you'll lose the money, you know, here or there. There's no difference, just be mechabed Shabbat. Amishur ben Levi, kol ha'one amen yeshmei rabam b'varach b'chol kochok or in lo gzar dino. Someone who says, amen yeshmei rabam b'varach, with all of his might, negative gzera that he has against him is going to be ripped up. Shneimar b'froa pruod b'Yisrael b'itnadev am baruch Hashem. Right, the troubles of Klal Yisrael are torn up when we volunteer to praise God. My time b'froa pruod b'shum de baruch Hashem. Right, so why are our troubles torn up? Because we blessed God. Rabbi Chiya bar Avam, Rabbi Yochanan, afilu yesh bo shemet shel avodah zara mochlin lo. Even if there's a little bit of a avodah zara that we did wrong, still we're going to be forgiven. K'tivacha b'froa pruod v'chtiv hatam ki parua hu. Right, so it's written by Aaron and the Egel Azav, ki parua hu, and that draws the parallel between the parua, the poranut, that we're having nullified for Klal Yisrael with what we did wrong by Chet Egel, which was the Avodah Zarah. Amar Reish Lakish, kol ha'oneh amen b'chol kolcho, potchen lo sharei Gan Eden. Right, and according to Reish Lakish, anyone who says, when it says amen with all of his might, the gates of Gan Eden are open for him. Shneamar, pitchu sharim v'yavo goy tzadik shomer amunim. Right, that the gates are opened up for this tzaddik shomer imunim, right? I'll take read shomer imunim ela sheomrim amen, right? Don't read shomer imunim, rather sheomrim amen. That the gates are opened up for a tzaddik who says amen. My amen, and what is amen? Amar Rabbi Chanina el melech ne'eman. That is el melech ne'eman. God is a trustworthy king. Amar Rabbi Yehuda berei derav Shmuel mishmei derav ena delika mitzuya ela b'makom b'shiyesh chilo Shabbat. Right, but there's fires, destructive fires are only really common in places where there's Chilul Shabbat. Shneamar, v'imlo tishmeu elai lekadeshet yom haShabbat uvilti se'et masa ve'teti esh b'sha'areh v'achlar u'menot Yerushalayim. As the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if you don't listen to me to mekadesh my Shabbat, I'm going to send fires in your area into Yerushalayim. V'lo tichabe, right, and it won't be extinguished. My v'lo tichabe. What does it mean that it won't be extinguished? I'm Rav Nachman Reitzach b'sha'a she'ein bnei adam mitzuy lechavota. Right, the fire is going to come at a time where people aren't around to put them out. And Yerushalayim is only destroyed because of Chilul Shabbat. Shneamar, u mosh vota. Right, that you ignored my Shabbatot and I was desecrated among you. No, Yerushalayim was destroyed because they didn't properly say Kriyat Shema in the morning and the evening. Shneemar, Hoy Mashkime baboker schar yirdefu, right? That the people who wake up early in order to pursue schar, in order to pursue livelihood. V'chtiv v'ya kinur v'navel tov v'chilu v'chalil v'yain mishtehem v'et po'el Hashem lo yabitu. Right. So they're getting up early. These people are getting up early in order to pursue schar, but they didn't. Glance at the actions of God, meaning they didn't recognize Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. They didn't weren't mekabel ol machut shemayim. They weren't. They didn't say kriyat shema in the morning. They'd get up early, certainly, to pursue their livelihood. They'd get up nice and early in order to make more money, but not to say kriyat shema in the morning. V'chtiv lachin galami mibli dat, and that's what. And afterward, it's written, and therefore my nation was exiled. Amar Rav Hamnuna lo charva Yerushalayim ela b'shvil shebitlu batuni kot shel Beit Rabban. Right, the children in their rabbis' homes, the young children learning Torah, was nullified. And for that reason, Yerushalayim was destroyed. Shneimar shvuch al olal b'chutz. Right, pour it out on the children outside. Right, pour out the anger on the children outside. Ma tam shvuch mishum de olal b'chutz. Why is the anger being poured out? Because the children are outside. They shouldn't be outside. They should be inside learning. Amar ula lo charva Yerushalayim ela b'nei shlo hayal lahem boshet panim zemizeh. People weren't embarrassed one from the other anymore. They weren't humiliated. They weren't ashamed of what they did. They're proud of their misdeeds. In front of each other, Shenemar Hovishu Ki Toeva Asu Gambosh Leoveshu. Right, so they did abominations, and yet they were not, embarrassed. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Lo Charva Yerushalayim Ela Bishvil Shehushvu Katan Gadol. Yerushalayim was destroyed because we equated the small members of our community, the simple members of our community, the average members of our community, with our great members of our community. Right, we failed to distinguish the great Gedolim we're supposed to be following from your average citizens. Right, and to know who you're supposed to follow, who's a proper leader and who isn't. Right, they're all kind of the same in our eyes. Right, that the nation were like priests. Right, like nations and like the normal members of the nations were treated like the priests. They're all treated the same. Right, meaning we failed to distinguish the difference between them. And afterward, it's written that the land was desolate. Amar Rav Amram Berei Durav Shimon Bar Abba Amar Bishimon Bar Abba Amar Bechanina Lurchav Yerushalayim El Bishvil Shlochichu Zeze. Right. Yerushalayim is destroyed because people didn't rebuke each other anymore. Everyone was involved in their business. I'm going to do my thing. He's going to do his thing. I'm not going to tell him that there's anything that he could be doing better. Shneimar Hayusa Rea Ke Elim Lomatsu Mira. Right, that the officers of Israel were like a ram, and they didn't find. Pasture. Ma ayel ze roshel ze b'tzad zinavo shel ze. Afizol shemoto ador kivshu panehem. So just like when these animals are eating, right, they're sticking their face in the ground, they're eating, the head of one is by the tail of the other. None of them eat together. You don't see them eating and interacting with each other, eating together. They're all kind of doing their own thing. That's what Klal Yisrael is like, all doing their own thing, all taking care of themselves, but not worrying about the well-being of other people, not worrying about the spiritual well-being of other people. The reason Yerushalayim was destroyed is because they belittled Talmidei Chacham, Shneimar, v'yu mal'ivin b'malachei Elokim, u'bozim dvarav, right? So they would belittle the words of the messengers of Kodesh Baruch Hu, mitat'im b'nevi'av, ad olot chamat Hashem be'amo, ad le'in mirpa, right? Until the point where they aroused the anger of Kodesh Baruch Hu to the point where it could no longer be fixed, healed. My ad le'in mirpa, what does it mean? What does it mean to the degree that there was no resolution, there's no healing for? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, kol mevaze tamid chacham, ein lo refu el makato. Anyone who diminishes tamid chacham, there is no refuah. There's no healing. There is no remedy for his injury. Someone who belittles Talmud Chacham. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Mai Dichtiv, Al Tigu B'Mishichai, U'Benviya Al Tiru. Right? You don't touch my anointed ones and don't do bad to my prophets. Al Tigu B'Mishichai, Elokim Kodesh Beit Rabban. Right? My anointed ones. That's talking about the children of the children learning Torah in their rabbi's house. U'Benviya Al Tiru, Elokim Chachamim. And the prophets. That is a reference to Talmid Chachamim, the great Torah scholars. Amar Reish Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Nesia, Ein Haolam Mitkayim, El Bishvil Hevel Tinokot, Shabbat Rabban. Right, the world only exists for the utterances of Torah of these children in the rabbi's house. Amar Le Rav Papa Le Abaye, Didi V'Didach Mai. So what about our words of Torah, as the Rabbi said to Abaye? Well, our words of Torah are mekayim the world. We have pretty, you know, good pshatim, good svaras. Why aren't they mekayim the world? Amar le enu dome hevel sheish bochet lehevel sheim bochet. Yeah, it's not similar. Their words of Torah are uttered from a mouth that knows no sin. Our words of Torah are uttered from lips that know sin. They're not as strong as the words of Torah of children. Amar resh lakesh mishum Yehuda nesia in mevatlin tinukot shabet rabban hafilu bina bet hamikdash. You shouldn't interrupt the learning, children's learning, even if they're needed for the building of the Beit Hamikdash. Amar Rish Lakish, Lo Yehuda Nesia, Kach Mekubalni Me'avotai Va'Amri La Mavotecha Kol Ir She'en Batinukot Shebein Rabban Machriven Ota Ravin and Amar Machrimin Ota. Right, this is a tradition that I have for my father. Is that any city that does not have young Torah, doesn't have the young children learning Torah, that city is going to be destroyed? Ravina says, no, that city is going to be exiled. The city itself, it'll be desolate, but the city itself won't be destroyed. Right, that Yerushalayim was destroyed because trustworthy people, faithful peace people, ceased from land. Im timtu ish im yesh osa mishpat mevakesh emuna, right? Ve'eslach la. Go on and see if there are any trustworthy, any faithful people left. I'll in the streets. I'll atone. I'll forgive. Right? But you couldn't find any trustworthy people in the streets, and that's why there was no atonement. Eini v'amar Rav Ketina afilu b'shat kishlonah shel Yerushalayim. Is that true? But Rav Ketina said even the time that Yerushalayim was b'kishalon, right? Was stumbling. Lo pasku mimeno anshe emuna, right? Trustworthy people did not cease. Shneimar ki yitpas ish ba'achiv beit aviv, as it's written, when that a person will grab his brother from his father's house. Simla laka katzin tielano. You clearly have clothing. You should be an officer over us. Shibnei adam mitkasim be'en kesimla yeshin biyadach. Meaning the thing that that people hide themselves with, like clothing, you have in your hand. Ve'ha'michshala hazor tach yedecha dvarim she'en bnei adam omdin alein ela imken nichshalim behen. Basically, this metaphor for you have things that no one else has, and you have clothing, be an officer over us, is actually an allusion to you have Torah, you have a deep understanding of Torah, which other people do not have. Please be a leader for us. Katzin Dielano, you should be an officer for us. Yisa bayom hahu lemor lo eye chovesh. Ein yisa ela lashon shivua. Right? So the it says on that day, he says, no, I don't. You know, I'm not going to be a leader for you. And yisa is a reference to a shivua. V'chein hu omer lo tisa shem Hashem. As we know, that you shouldn't make a false swear in God's name. Lo yeh chovesh, lo yeh mechovshe atzmo b'beit midrash. And what does it mean that you won't be a chovesh? I'm not going to be a person who sits all day in a beit midrash to be a Jewish leader. U'beiti ein lechem be'in simla. And in my house, there is no bread and there's no clothing. She'en bi'adi lo means that I don't have in my hands, a Torah or a Mishnah or a Talmud. Pause for a second just to explain what we just said. Basically, we just said that a certain pasuk of people grabbing their brothers and saying, well, you clearly have clothing, you have stuff that other people don't have, be an officer over us, is actually a reference to telling people who you think have or learned in Torah to say, hey, you're a Torah scholar, please be a leader over us. And then those people respond basically saying, I'm not a Torah scholar, I don't know what I'm talking about, I don't know the Mishnah, I don't know the Gemara, I don't know the Torah, so I can't be a leader over you, right? So basically he's being asked to be a leader, and the other one is being honest and saying, I don't know enough Torah to be a leader. And so he seems to be honest. Right, he could have been a leader. He could have used that misconception to take power. And instead, the guy's being honest and saying, "Well, I don't know Torah. I can't be a leader." So, how are you going to say that the trustworthy people on that day, that there were no trustworthy people in Yerushalayim? Here, we seemingly have trustworthy people who are honest about the Torah. They know and they don't know. Imalan, right? So, but how do you know that's a sign that he's a trustworthy person? Maybe he's just concerned that if he says, "Yeah, you know, you're right. I know a lot of Torah. I can be a leader for you." The other guy is gonna say, "Okay, prove it. Like, share with me some of the Torah that you learned." Right? So, yeah, if you can lie and get away with it, you would lie. But if you're gonna lie and be caught immediately, so we don't trust you're gonna lie. That doesn't mean you have trustworthy people there. It just means that people realize they're smart enough not to say something that ultimately will be exposed. No, because he could have said, oh, I learned, but I forgot. I mean, you're right. I was one of those guys who learned a lot of Torah, and I could be your leader. However, I forgot my learning, right? If he asked, he could have said, I forgot my learning. My lo ehyeh chofesh klal lo kasha. Kan b'divrei Torah, kan b'masa matan. Right? So we have to... So what does it mean that this person is saying that he didn't learn any Torah, right? So we can resolve the contradiction in a different way by just saying that trustworthy people that ceased from Yerushalayim were in business. No one was trustworthy in business anymore. However, when it came to Talmud Torah, people were still trustworthy in Yerushalayim. That's why we have a contradiction between whether there were trustworthy people at the time. There were no trustworthy people in business, but there were trustworthy people in terms of Talmud Torah.